This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that there was great disappointment in the Senate of the United States just a couple of hours ago when the Senate voted with insufficient majority to move forward some kind of relief bill. This was the skinny bill that Mitch McConnell had been promoting. I wish it had passed. It should have passed. In a sane country, it would pass. It didn't. Because the Democrats are playing politics with the welfare of the U.S. economy. And Chuck Schumer would rather have a talking point for the campaign ahead and his desire to take control of the U.S. Senate than he would provide some relief for the American public. We'll talk about that. This wasn't a great bill, but it certainly deserved to pass and would have been very, very helpful to literally tens of millions of Americans. Did you say the president is speaking now? Jeremy? Not yet. Okay. The president is set to speak. Apparently he will be addressing, at least in the question period, the ongoing dispute about what he told Bob Woodward, and now new reports of other stuff that he told Bob Woodward in his 18, yes, that's right, 18 different interviews totaling more than 9 hours on tape, including revealing the existence of some special kind of super weapon that is supposed to be top secret. Well, that's interesting. And there is much, much more, apparently, with the president and his new confidant, Bob Woodward. Lots of people, including Sarah Huckabee Sanders on our show yesterday, close to President Trump and the Trump campaign, are wondering, why did the president do that? What possible explanation is there for him, especially with the campaign getting as tight as it is? But it's not only the campaign that's getting serious. We're getting serious about football. And there are a number of stories about football. There is a great column by Jason Riley about the title of the column is, "Are You Ready for Some Political Football?" Yeah, the NFL has become a political football. But guess what? Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, says, no, we're not going political at all. This is cut number 8, Jeremy. The season kicks off tonight, the NFL season, and there are a lot of people, I think most Americans, are really happy about it. This is one professional sport that is going to be, well, not quite normal. There's no exhibition season, but it's close to normal. And it kicks off tonight with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Houston Texans. And Commissioner Goodell assures fans that they don't have to worry about politics creeping into it at all. Listen.
You can talk about so many things that have happened to help our country get to a better place. And sports has been a big, big influence on that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're not here to make political statements. We're here to help make our communities better.
Okay. And despite the fact that he says that, no, we're not getting political at all, I mean, can you really imagine they're going to be playing the black national anthem, so-called, at all football games, Lift Every Voice and Sing, which goes back to 1904-5, and it's a nice song. And there'll be people standing or missing the anthem altogether in the locker room. I mean, President Trump has tweeted that he says that if they won't stand for the anthem, he doesn't even want football to continue, but he doesn't get to control that. The despite the Goodell saying the NFL isn't going to get political, on NBC last night, there was a special called Primetime NFL, where Queen Latifah got fans amped up for the new season. not on a Hollywood-based show where Queen Latifah would have a very good role, of course. She's a fine actress. And this is supposed to be sports, primetime NFL. And clip number 9, Queen Latifah said this.
A few months ago, we weren't even sure we'd have a season. And now here we are about to kick off. That's reason to celebrate. But this season is different. This season is deeper than football. We've all seen black Americans killed and subjected to violence and racism all over America. We've seen the protests, we've seen the marches, and we've heard the rhetoric. The anger we see right now is real. It comes from pain. Too much pain for too long. The urgency of this moment is real. It's time to stand up. It's time to take action. That's what tonight is about. It's time to inspire change.
Okay, and what exactly is the change? Well, the change in football is fairly obvious. Jason Riley, in his column for the kickoff of the football season, Jason Riley, a black columnist for the Wall Street Journal, says that in June, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell apologized for the league's earlier hardline stance against kneeling during the national anthem. Last week, the league announced that it will pay obeisance by displaying social justice slogans in end zones and playing the black national anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing, before games. Players will be permitted not only to boycott the Star Spangled Banner, but to sit out entire games if they feel the need. Even uniforms will showcase the higher consciousness of multimillionaire black athletes who want to lecture the rest of us on racial inequality. Players, coaches, and referees, quote, can choose either a name of a victim or one of the four preferred phrases the NFL has approved. Stop hate. It takes all of us. End racism or Black Lives Matter. If you want to say Blue Lives Matter, not acceptable. If you want to say All Lives Matter, absolutely not. But you can say End Racism or Black Lives Matter. Each week, the NFL will feature the story of a victim of social or racial injustice or police brutality and tell that person's story in and around the games, the league said. How about telling a story about some of the heroic cops, maybe the heroic black cops, like Tamaris Bohannon, 29-year-old hero cop who was shot dead in Minneapolis. It was in St. Louis, where Tamaris Bohannon was killed. And what Riley writes about is this. He says the broader issue is the transformation of professional sports and related news outlets into platforms for espousing the latest political fads. Some of us turn to sports to get away from politics. What a thought. That's harder to do when you're forced to navigate through articles in the sports section on transgenderism or jogging while about black just to find out how many runs Garrett Cole gave up last night. I watch SportsCenter for the highlight reels, not for monologues on systemic racism. My 11-year-old subscribes to a tennis magazine, and the most recent issue featured an image of a bald fist on the cover. The kid just wants to read about tennis. The NFL stands with the black community, Mr. Goodell said in defense of the new policies. But Black Lives Matter activists don't represent the black community, says Jason Riley, any more than white nationalists represent the white community. Powerful statement. The black community wants more police officers in high crime neighborhoods for protection. Black Lives Matter activists turn criminals into martyrs and lead rallies that call for defunding law enforcement. Mr. Goodell is indulging an extremely divisive group of activists who have a political agenda that is well to the left of most Americans, including, he writes, most black Americans. Moreover, he's decided that football fans should not be allowed to watch NFL games without having left-wing propaganda rubbed in their faces for 3 hours. It is criminals who threaten black lives, not police officers, writes Jason Riley. And boy, is he right. And speaking of football and black lives, Colin Kaepernick back in the NFL, but smaller than you might think. How? We'll tell you coming up. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now, who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, Amfed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call Amfed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Just in time to celebrate the return of NFL professional football, Colin Kaepernick is back. And the way that it's covered in the Western Journal is Kaepernick makes shocking NFL return, but not as fans expected. I mentioned he's going to be smaller than you remember him. And that's not because he's lost weight or even because he's lost height. Happens during the aging process for some. No, Colin Kaepernick is going to be just a couple of inches high, depending upon how big your video screen is when you're playing a video game. What video game? The one video game in my life that I've ever played with any bit of satisfaction. It's Madden Football. They have a Madden NFL 2021. And Kaepernick is coming back, according to a surprise statement released this week by the video game publisher Electronic Arts. A digital update to the latest installment of its popular football franchise will see Kaepernick return to the virtual gridiron for the first time in 3 years. The statement says, quote, Colin Kaepernick is one of the top free agents in football. Is that why he's never been signed? Uh-huh. And a starting caliber quarterback, in whose estimation, EA said. The, quote, the team at EA Sports, along with millions of Madden NFL fans, want to see him back in our game. So, I mean, look, I get it. It's fine. This is a fantasy. But what's really very peculiar is they give him such a high quarterback rating. In other words, when you pick quarterbacks to play for you, it says, knowing that our EA Sports experiences and platforms for players continue to create, we want to make Madden NFL a place that reflects Colin's position and talent, rates him as a starting quarterback, and empowers our fans to express their hopes for the future of football. We've worked directly with Colin Kaepernick to make this possible, and we're excited to bring it to all of you today. Starting today in Madden NFL 21, fans can put Colin Kaepernick at the helm of any NFL team in franchise mode, as well as play with him in Play Now. We look forward to seeing Colin on Madden NFL teams everywhere. Okay, what's amazing about this is, of course, that Kaepernick underperformed in his last three seasons with San Francisco. And there have not been teams that have been clamoring to sign him as a free agent. And it's not just because he's controversial. It's partially because of his financial demands. I believe he was demanding a minimum of $20 million. But Kaepernick is famous, of course, for saying that I am not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. That's what he said at the time. In addition to divisive anthem protests, he alienated fans by wearing socks depicting police officers as pigs. Now, I don't know if that's an option for you when you're playing him on your Madden football team. And also, he wore a T-shirt featuring a man he admires greatly, Cuban dictator Fidel Castro. I don't know if that's an option for Madden football. Kaepernick has an overall rating for quarterback, according to the game, of 81 out of 99 overall, which puts him at a par with two-time Super Bowl champion Ben Roethlisberger of the Steelers, as well as several steps ahead of 2015 league MVP Cam Newton, who's going to be playing with the New England Patriots, and puts him ahead of rising stars such as Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills and Kyler Murray of the Arizona Cardinals. More baffling yet is the fact that his rating now, after being out of football for 3 years, is higher than the one that Kaepernick got during his last appearance on Madden Football. He in Madden 17, the last time he was on the gridiron, the electronic, the virtual gridiron, he's rated 74. Now he's rated 81. He got that much better by not playing? No, this is actually to please fans. Don't you worry. Cap is back and he comes complete with a Black Power fist touchdown celebration. This is not a joke. Quote, when you score a touchdown with Colin Kaepernick in Madden 21 and choose signature celebration, Cap holds up the Black Power fist. So this is a wonderful opportunity. It seems to me bizarre and goes again to the point. Who are they trying to appeal to? Are they really trying to drive off more conservative people? I mean, given the fact that you're going to be watching a game tonight that has in the end zone Black Lives Matter and End Racism written there. And isn't the NFL, isn't all of Major League Sports since Jackie Robinson, really, since 1947, his rookie season, isn't Major League Sports been a great and wonderful arena for black excellence and performance and to create, really for the first time in American history, a situation where there are literally millions and millions of little white kids who look up to the Michael Jordans of this world or the Russell Wilsons of this world. And people who have just achieved because of excellence without a sense of grudge or trying to score political points. Jason Riley, again, who is concerned about kids of his own who love sports, writes, "Black lives, not police officers. It is criminals who threaten black lives, not police officers. And focusing on police behavior instead of criminal behavior does nothing to help low-income blacks, who are the likeliest victims of violent crime." And he quotes Peter Moskos, who's a criminologist at John Jay College in New York. "Policing has improved dramatically in recent decades, and the biggest beneficiaries have been blacks. In a podcast interview last month with the economist Glenn Lowry, been a frequent guest on the show, Mr. Moskos said that efforts to reduce police resources would be counterproductive. He called the New York City Police Department the nation's largest, arguably the best police department that America has seen. It's not perfect, he added, but by any qualifiable measure, the NYPD does very well. By quantifiable measures, I mean arrests have been going down, crime has been going down, complaints against police have been going down. That's important in the current context, and use of lethal force is very low." Isn't that something to celebrate, rather than this claim that police represent an ever-present danger to people of color? When we come back, we'll see what's up with President Trump and his press conference. We will also go to a big new announcement of new Wonder Women for a series based on the comic book original. Coming up on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael MedVed in a moment.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate failed to move forward on a scaled-down $500 billion Republican coronavirus relief measure, dimming the chances that Congress will approve another package before the November election. The GOP plan received no support from Democrats.
People are hurting out there, and it seems to me that my Democratic colleagues have stuck on a number they think is better for them to deny a deal to Trump than it is to pass a bill that would help people, and that's very unfortunate.
Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham. President Trump is taking to Twitter to ask why journalist Bob Woodward did not release quotes months ago about the deadliness of the coronavirus if he wanted to save more lives. The president admits to downplaying the seriousness of the pandemic because he didn't want to incite panic. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
On the Michael Medved show, it's not just the fantasy world of electronic football. Electronic Arts, Madden Football, which is, by the way, it's an ingenious game, and you can actually learn a lot about the game of football by playing the game. I mean, which is why the whole idea that now you'll be able to play Colin Kaepernick and even have your little make-believe football figure celebrate in the end zone with a black fist, black power salute. Wonderful. Everything is political. I think this is one of the reasons, honest to goodness, that when you ask most Americans, do you think that America is heading in the right direction or the wrong track? People see crap like this. I'm sorry, and the whole politicization of the NFL, where, can we be honest for just a moment? A lot of these players who are most indignant about the systemic racism in America are people with, well, with all kinds of personal problems. Yeah, beating up girlfriends and wives, criminal records, being investigated for burglary. I mean, there's a guy, Hernandez, who died in prison after committing murder. I believe, for the New York Giants. This is kind of more of an immediate problem. President Trump is live right now. Let's go to him. He is speaking optimistically, as he says he likes to do. He likes to downplay the dangers of coronavirus. But right now, he's talking about COVID cases having fallen by 44% since July. Listen, and about all the new schools reopening. Here's the president.
To have some of the best players, college players in our country, and they want to get into the NFL and they want to make money in the NFL, and they're not going to be able to do that too easy if you don't get to see them play. It's much safer for students to live on campus, and low-risk young people would rather than the alternative. It's the alternative is no good than going home, spreading the virus to high-risk Americans. It's they want to be on campus. They want to go back to school, and the parents want them back in school, maybe more so than they want to be back in school. And they want them back safely, and they want to go back safely, but they have to go back. Based on the recent data from more than 20 colleges, not a single student who tested positive for the virus has been hospitalized. So that's a lot of people. That's a lot of students. Not one has been hospitalized. As we continue to follow the science-based approach to protect our people and vanquish the virus, Joe Biden continues to use the pandemic for political gain. Every time I see him, he starts talking about the pandemic. He's reading it off a teleprompter. I'm not allowed to use a teleprompter. Why is that, Phil? They ask questions, and he starts reading the teleprompter. He says, move the teleprompter a little bit closer, please. I don't know. I think if I did that, I'd be in big trouble. I think that would be the story of the year. When I took early action in January to ban the travel and all travel to and from China, the Democrats and Biden in particular called it xenophobic. You remember that? Joe was willing to sacrifice American lives to placate the radical left, open border extremists, and we saved tens of thousands of lives, probably hundreds of thousands of lives, and we saved millions of lives by doing the closing and now the opening the way we did it. Joe's decision to publicly attack the China ban proved he lacks the character or intelligence or instinct to do what is right. Now, Biden's launched a public campaign against the vaccine, which is so bad because we have some vaccines coming that are incredible. Scott was telling me about some of the things that are happening, and it's very exciting, Scott. Thank you for being here. But you don't want to have anything having to do with the political purposes being an anti-vaxxer. You don't want to be talking about the vaccines in a negative way, especially when you see the statistics that we're starting to see. They're incredible, actually. Biden's perfectly happy to endanger the lives of other people by doing something that he thinks is going to help him politically, because his polls are getting very bad. They're getting very shaky. This was an election that was going to be very easy, very quick, and then the China virus came in, and I had to go back to work politically. Unfortunately, I had to devote more time politically than the other things we do, which are very important for our country, but I had to go back to work, and it looks like we're going up very rapidly, more rapidly than the media wants to admit, and Biden's had to go out. He's gotten out of his basement, and he's working. Let's see what happens, but we got to talk about how great these vaccines are, if in fact they're great. And I think you're going to see numbers that are going to be very, very impressive. The approach to the virus is a very unscientific blanket lockdown by the Democrats. That's what they're talking about, which takes all of these incredible statistics, records, and it throws them out the window. Now, they did say it would be based on the recommendation of the experts, but, you know, whether expert or not, we're not doing any more shutdowns. We did the shutdown, and now we're doing the opening, and there won't be any more shutdowns. There could be a little section, a small section. We have a breakout, but we're not talking about shutdowns like they were talking about, depending on experts. We're not going to be doing that.
Despite
swine flu was a disaster, I remember, when not nearly as deadly, not the same world, but when Joe Biden was vice president, his failed approach to the swine flu was disastrous. He called it N1H1. It's actually H1N1. You know, you remember the H comes before the N, so it's sort of easy to remember, right? But Joe always calls it the opposite way. But it was, call it the swine flu. It was disastrous. And his own chief of staff said that when Biden helped manage the swine flu in 2009, they, quote, did everything possible wrong. And 60 million Americans got H1N1. In that period of time. This is a quote from his chief of staff. And it's just purely a fortuity that this isn't one of the great mass casualties events. It had nothing to do with us doing anything right, because we did everything wrong. It was a disaster. It was a disaster. And now he's telling us how to manage. He can't manage himself. 270,000 Americans were hospitalized during this attack. The outbreak was so rampant that the Obama administration told states to stop testing. We don't want any tests because they don't want to show all of the things that tests show. By the way, we're setting a record on testing. Our testing is at a level that nobody's ever seen before. We're substantially greater than the second country, which is India, by the way, which has 1.5 billion people, but we're 50 million tests ahead. 50 million ahead. And they ordered the CDC to stop counting tests and stop counting cases, and then left us a depleted stockpile, which is what I inherited. I inherited a depleted, a very badly depleted stockpile. In other words, Biden's record demonstrates that if he had been in charge of this very serious, highly, highly contagious epidemic or pandemic, the China virus, countless more Americans would have died. And if we didn't do what we did, and I say it all the time now because the media likes to belittle what we've done, has been incredible. Now you can look at Europe and you can look at other places and you can start comparing. Biden is weak on China. Yesterday it was revealed that a fund partly owned by Joe Biden's son Hunter facilitated the sale of a Michigan auto parts producer to a leading Chinese military defense contractor. You don't want to write about that, do you? Biden spent his entire career selling Michigan jobs to China. Now the Biden family is selling out our country directly to the Chinese military.
Okay, this is this is going to be what the debates sound like. It's going to be something. Debates coming, let's see, to 19 days from now. We will get to the questions that undoubtedly the press is going to pose for the President of the United States coming up.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? FaithandFreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more, and you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President Trump is continuing to deliver his opening statement at his press briefing today at the White House, and he will apparently be taking questions, many of which I no doubt will focus on some of the new revelations that are being dripped out from the Bob Woodward book. Let's go back to the President of the United States.
Week or 2 weeks before President Trump gets into a war, but that's not. I did rebuild our military. We have a military that $2.5 trillion, new jets and rockets and tanks and ships and a lot of things. We have the newest, best military we've ever had. So hopefully we won't have to use it. Our nuclear program has been put into gear like never before, and in particular, hopefully we won't have to use that, because that's a whole new level of destruction, and we never want to, just have to pray to God we never have to use that. All right, please, Joe.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Why did you lie to the American people, and why should we trust what you have to say
that's
now?
That's a terrible question, and the phraseology, I didn't lie. What I said is we have to be calm, we can't be panicked. I knew that the tapes were there. These were a series of phone calls that we had, mostly phone calls. And Bob Woodward is somebody that I respect just from hearing the name for many, many years, not knowing too much about his work, not caring about his work. But I thought it would be interesting to talk to him for a period of, you know, calls. So we did that. I don't know if it's good or bad. I don't even know if the book is good or bad. But certainly if he thought that was a bad statement, he would have reported it, because he thinks that, you know, you don't want to have anybody that is going to suffer medically because of some fact. And he didn't report it because he didn't think it was bad. Nobody thought it was bad. Wait a minute. And your question, the way you phrase that, is such a disgrace. It's a disgrace to ABC Television Network. It's a disgrace to your employer. And that's the answer. Are you ready? Because I love...
Deadlier than the flu. And you went out and told the American public that this was just like the flu.
We
told everybody else something else.
No, and five times. You ever hear the expression five times? We've had flu years where we lost 100,000 people. The flu is a very serious problem for this country also. And we've been losing them. Scott, what kind of a number have we lost over the years with flus? Into the hundreds of thousands?
Well, I mean, the last 5 years have been something like 35 to 80,000 per year, every year. Even with antiviral drugs and even with...
Flu was a very serious problem.
But just so you know, this is worse than the most deadlier than the most strenuous flu.
Okay.
And then you went out and said it's just like the flu.
What I went out and said is very simple. Listen, what I went out and said is very simple. I want to show a level of confidence, and I want to show strength as a leader, and I want to show that our country is going to be fine one way or the other. Whether we lose one person, we shouldn't lose any, because this shouldn't have happened. This is China's fault. This is nobody's fault but China. China should not have allowed it to happen. Whether you have one person, 180,000 people, or 2.5 or 3 million people, which it could have been very seriously if we didn't make the moves. And when you look at the opposition, where they said, oh, why did he put the ban on? Dr. Fauci said we saved hundreds of thousands of lives by putting the ban on China and then ultimately putting the ban on Europe. There was no lie here. What we're doing is we're leading, and we're leading in a proper way. And if, frankly, somebody else was leading it, they wouldn't have closed it. If you look at Nancy Pelosi, you look at Cuomo, you look at de Blasio, you look at Biden, months later, they said there's no problem. They're talking about me. Months later, and before any statement was made, you have to remember, I put the ban on China. So obviously, outwardly, I said it's a very serious problem. And it's always a serious problem. That doesn't mean I'm going to jump up and down in the air and start saying, people are going to die, people are going to die. No. No, I'm not going to do that. We're going to get through this, and we're right now, I hope, really think we're rounding the final turn. And a lot of good things are happening with vaccines and with therapeutics. But there's no lying. And the way you ask that question is very disgraceful.
Well, Bill,
go ahead, please. Go ahead. Yeah, I think we did a great job. And the people that did such our generals, our admirals, Mike Pence, all of the people that have worked so hard, and now Dr. Atlas, and all of the Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, they should be respected for the job they've done.
So you won't downplay it again? You won't downplay it again? Because you said you downplayed it. That's what you told
me. All I'm doing is, no, I don't want to jump up and down and start screaming death, death, because that's not what it's about. We have to lead a country. We're leading a great country, and we're doing a great job. And the people that have done such a good job should be given the kind of credit that they deserve. We possibly have done the best jobs. When you start looking at what we're doing with the vaccines and therapeutics and ventilators, we had no ventilators, John. We make thousands of ventilators now a month, and we're supplying them to the whole world. The job we've done is the best job. And don't give me any credit. Give the people that have done this the credit. They've done a great job. Yeah, Phil, go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. President, you talked about the need to stay calm and not just sit down and scare people. A lot of other world leaders were calm. German Chancellor Angela Merkel was very calm as she presented information to the German people so that they could stay safe and protect their families. So why, if you, as President of the United States, did you not level with the American people? Did you not share the information that you knew at the time in real time?
Well, I don't know what Angela is doing, but if you look at the European Union right now, they're having breakouts like you've never seen before, and frankly, their numbers are at a level that are much worse than the numbers here. We have done much, much better than the European Union. I just read you numbers that are not good on their behalf and that are very good at ours, and we have rounded the final turn, and we're going to have vaccines very soon, maybe much sooner than you think. Listen, maybe much sooner than you think. But we have done a phenomenal job. And the people that have done this job, including the American public that's had to put up with a lot, with the lockdowns and all of the things that they had to do, they have to be given credit.
You knew it was airborne. You knew on February 7th, you told Bob Woodward how it transferred from person to person in the air, how deadly it was. Why did you not come to the podium?
Well, let me ask you this. If Bob Woodward thought that was bad, because this is stuff that everyone knew, there's a report that I have here someplace where China said it was airborne earlier than the statements I made. People knew it was airborne. This was nothing. This was no big. When I say it was airborne, everybody knew it was airborne. This was no big thing.
Well,
read the reports. China came out with a statement that it was an airborne disease. I heard it was an airborne disease. I assumed it early on. The fact is, there has to be a calmness. You don't want me jumping up and down screaming, there's going to be great death, and really causing some very, very serious problems for the country. if Bob Woodward thought what I said was bad, then he should have immediately, right after I said it, gone out to the authorities so they can prepare and let him know. But he didn't think it was bad, and he said he didn't think it was bad. He actually said he didn't think it was bad. The only one that said it was bad or thinks it was bad were the fake news media, because they take it and they try and put it a certain way. If Bob Woodward thought it was bad, then he should have immediately gone out publicly, not wait 4 months. You know, he's had that statement for 4 months, maybe 5 months. He's had it for a long time. It was a series of taped interviews, mostly by telephone. Quick ones, not long ones, quick ones. And it was, I did it out of curiosity, because I do have respect, and I want to see, I wonder whether or not somebody like that can write good. I don't think he can, but let's see what happens.
Thank you, Mr. President. We're just about 50 days out from the election, and we haven't seen a lot out of the Durham investigation yet.
Yeah.
Where is that, and do you have confidence in the investigation?
Well, I can't tell you that yet. I have to see. I'm not involved in it. I purposely stayed uninvolved. I'm, I guess, considered the chief law enforcement officer of the country. I could be involved if I wanted to. I thought it would be better if I wasn't. I think it's better if our great attorney general handled it. He has Durham, who is a very, very respected man, and we're going to see what it is. I can't tell you that. I can tell you this. I can tell you this. They lied. They cheated. They leaked. They got caught. They spied on my campaign. Never in history has there been anything like this. And I guarantee if the roles were reversed and I was on the Democrat side, people would have been in jail at the very highest level. People would have been in jail for 2 years already. Nothing like this has ever happened, and the term would be for many, many years, because it's treason, and other words can be used also.
Treason, by the way, is defined in the Constitution as a capital crime, meaning the death penalty. And this is President Trump doubling down on his claim in his Labor Day press conference, long Labor Day press conference, that both Obama and Biden should be in jail for 50 years or more. I don't think that either Obama or Biden necessarily have 50 years left. Nor do we have much time left this hour. We'll bring you up to date on all the latest with this press conference and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.